The right title can open doors, sometimes closed, to an average person. So what do you do if you don't have the best name? Just make it up, of course. That story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new, and their name is a lot easier to say. But at their core, they are still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Hi everybody, Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon, July 27th to August 3rd. We'll explore beautiful Oregon Garden, take a scenic marine discovery cruise along the breathtaking coastline, and enjoy a buggy ride at Oregon Dunes. Agricultural highlights include the Hood River Fruit Region, a winery, and Martin Family Farms Dairy. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
In 1834, John Sutter left his home in Switzerland to come to the U.S. He traveled to Kansas City, Santa Fe, and eventually Hawaii in a quest to make it to California. His dream led him to do some interesting things to get there.
He was coming from Switzerland and may have served some time, as all Swiss citizens do, in their army. He was never a member of the Swiss Guard of Charles X, the Holy Roman Emperor, as he now identified himself.
Steve Beck shares the story from Sutter's Ford State Historic Park in Sacramento.
He did go to military school. He learned to speak and write four languages, but because of his training, it was easy to go to a thrift store in St. Louis, buy himself a uniform, drape a sword on his side, and become Captain John Sutter of the Swiss Guard.
The new persona opened many doors and gained him lines of credit not ordinarily available.
When you're going to be going to Hudson Bay Company forts across the West, it sounds a lot better than John Sutter, broke dry goods salesman.
Sutter took goods from Hawaii to Russian Alaska. There the Russians gave him a ship to deliver goods to the West Coast and then on to the San Francisco area. He was told he needed to go to Monterey and declare his goods to the Mexican governor.
Before entering the Monterey Harbor, he sends ahead the whaleboat with an emissary from Captain John Sutter to announce the arrival of the commander of the Swiss Guard, and he's going to have a big party on his ship that night. Of course, the ship belongs to the Russians.
More next time about the adventures of John Sutter as we travel the countryside in Sacramento, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.